This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawyers are back in court today for the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Jury instructions are being debated today after both sides rested their case Friday. The jury is expected back in the courtroom early tomorrow, with closing arguments expected shortly thereafter. A third officer charged in the case has a pretrial conference today. People who owe on student loans are having to rethink their finances again for the first time in 3 years. Student loan payments are due again starting this month. Karen Cody Hopkins is a Colorado-based student loan attorney. To anyone feeling overwhelmed, she says don't panic. There's time to figure things out.
There's something called the on-ramp, which the department says, yes, you need to start repaying your loans, but until September of 2024, we're encouraging you, but we're not going to penalize you.
For answers to some key questions about what's changed with student loans, come to CPR.org. A proposed gravel mine along the Colorado River has hit another roadblock after years of planning. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
The Vail Daily reports the Eagle County Planning Commission voted 4-1 to deny the project by Rincon Materials. A former landowner near Dotsero proposed the mine in 2016 and was denied twice before this week's denial. The new applicants argued the mine would help cut costs for nearby builders. But several commission members and local citizens said they're worried about environmental and visual impacts in the area. The Eagle County Board of Commissioners will have the final say. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is mostly sunny and fairly warm for another couple of days. There's rain and snow later in the week. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs close to 80 today and tomorrow. In the mountains, it's highs in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.